think there's certainly not a competition between these two approaches. I think we all know that as far as the protocol is concerned, we are speaking about an effort to regulate the use of anti-personnel mines even more, but I'm speaking about anti-personnel mines to regulate this their use. The Ottawa Convention goes well beyond, because it's about the prohibition of this use. In this regard, I think it's a sort of a it builds upon it. That also is the historical development, as we know, on the additional protocol too. But I think there's a great advantage which certainly has the convention also when it comes to the fight against IEDs. All the member states of the Ottawa Convention having these obligations under Article 5 of the convention, and they're clear in which have already undertaken huge efforts in mine clearance and have an active mine clearance program in place. That means that they all have the national infrastructure and they have also the necessary national authority. They have information management system in place, which put them in a position which is certainly very advantageous when it comes to the fight against IEDs. That's what I wanted to explain also in my presentation, is that when we come to the Ottawa Convention, the challenge is to a certain regard that we have now also countries which are for the first time confronted with such a situation, which have never had the classical challenge of anti-personnel mines in their country. And we have other countries who have already ended up their job in mine clearance and suddenly have to reinvigorate all their structures in place, which makes it difficult, and what makes it necessary also to put an emphasis on this in the work of the APMBC. But no, it's certainly complementarity in this regard. And perhaps just because we just heard the example of Colombia, I think that's a very good example for a country which has had from the very beginning a very integrated approach when it comes to the fight against IEDs and the classical challenges given by anti-personnel mines. And this is also an example which could help also other member states to tackle this problem. I'm thinking about, for example, a country like Mozambique, who has successfully finished the challenge of mines in their country, and now suddenly are facing again the challenge by improvised artificial improvised anti-personnel mines, and this is the way the convention with the structures we have in place, I think, can be very, very helpful to contribute to this fight. Yeah, I'll leave it with that.
Merci beaucoup, Excellence, pour.
Thank you very much for those.